not the cup upset you were hoping for, but probably lots you can take away from the game positives-wise.
Yeah, I think anyone who came and watched the game today, whether you're a Gosport fan or a Colchester fan, the aim of this game is to entertain, and we certainly entertained today, not just with the goals that were scored, but it was quite an open game. And when you're playing a League One side, you don't expect the game to be that open, and it was. And we got mixed emotions, really. One of regret that the first half performance really probably cost us the tie. I think we gave them too much respect and we never played our normal game, never closed them down, gave the ball away too much. And if you do that against League One opposition, they're more clinical than you, they think quicker than you, and they move the ball quicker than you. And in the end, that cost us three, probably the six goals.
They scored three goals early in the first half. Did that kind of knock the stuffing out of the side a little bit?
Well, you saw it, didn't? I think when we went 3-0, that all of a sudden, I think that was like a burden had been lifted from our shoulders, and we actually started to play the better football and great chances. And obviously, we then scored the goal to get 3-1. We had another couple of chances, I can remember, with Pato and Benno, and one was flagged offside. And all of a sudden, I suppose, Colchester took the foot off the pedal a little bit because they were 3-0 up, and we had nothing to lose being 3-0 down, and we threw caution to the wind. And when you do that, sometimes the footballing gods smile on you and you get something out of the game, and we didn't. Colchester deserved to win the game, there's no doubt about that, but I'm pleased. We'll take the positives out of this, that this is League One opposition, one league higher than Portsmouth, and we scored three goals against them, so I'll take those positives.
You spoke to them at half time and came out as what looked like the better side. What did you say to them in the dressing room?
We changed formation for a start. I think we put two wide players on and pulled Pato back a little bit and played with a 4-4-1-1, and it suited us better. We got the ball down, enabled us to pass it, and negated the width that they had in the first half. And we were a bit braver. When I say braver, we actually pushed the back four on that. The back four maybe a little bit too deep in the first half, and it created too much space for my midfield to operate in, and they never really got close to the Colchester players. But in the second half, we condensed that space and they got closer, and they looked better players for it.
Freddie Sears will probably get the headlines for scoring a hat-trick today, but two goals for Justin Bennett. Were you pleased for him?
Absolutely. I'm quite surprised, actually, that no one at a higher level ever took a punt on Justin, but a bit too late now, obviously 31-32. But to score two goals against League One opposition shows what a good player he is. And he's my top goal scorer, he's the league top goal scorer. And Matt Patterson's not that far behind. And his chances were created with the hard work of Matt. And you saw that Matt's a fit lad, but 10 minutes to go, he went down with cramp and showed how much effort the lad put in.
You've fallen at this hurdle, but getting the club into the first round for the first time, there must be a great deal of pride in that.
It is. It was nice that we got to this level, and then drawing League One opposition, that was important. And I think anyone that came to the game, like I said to you, I think that we're all charged to entertain the public, especially the paying public that came in to watch us. And I don't think anyone can argue that Gosport Borough and Colchester United entertained the public this afternoon.
So what's the what's the aim for the rest of the season now? What are your ambitions for the club?
We're going to sit back this week. We've got no midweek game, and we're going to training, and we'll take the lessons out of this, the positives and the negatives. I think it'll make us a stronger conference side because of it. We went into this league believing that we could get at least into the playoffs. I still believe that. And we want to go on, and last year we got to the trophy final, so why can't we win it this year?